AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Thousands of New York City nurses are entering day two of a strike with walkouts at multiple private hospitals, including New York Presbyterian Columbia and Mount Sinai Hospital. Nurses point to staffing issues as a major flashpoint, accusing the big budget medical centers of refusing to commit to provisions for manageable and safe workloads. The private nonprofit hospitals involved say they've made strides in staffing in recent years and have cast the union's demands as prohibitively expensive. Yesterday, the city's new mayor, Zoran Mamdani, stood beside nurses, praising the union's members for seeking dignity, respect, and the fair pay and treatment they deserve. In other news, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on a user-generated video showing mourners near Tehran searching for their loved ones.
The video purports to show mourners at a morgue after the extensive violent crackdown. People are seen walking by bodies in body bags, attempting to identify them. People can be heard wailing in grief. The footage matches other images of the facility online. People with knowledge of the location and the US-based human rights activist news agency said on Monday the video shows the Karl Reisach Forensic Medical Center. The US-based agency says aside from the hundreds of deaths, over 10,600 people have been detained during the 2 weeks of protests. The group relies on supporters in Iran cross-checking information. With the internet down and phone lines cut off, gauging the demonstrations from abroad has grown more difficult. Iran's government has not offered overall casualty figures. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Trump's administration has made good on its pledge to label three Middle Eastern branches of the Muslim Brotherhood as terrorist organizations, imposing sanctions on them and their members. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. The Houston Texans have secured their first road playoff win in franchise history, beating the Pittsburgh Steelers 30-6 in an AFC wildcard matchup. C.J. Stroud had three turnovers, but threw for 250 yards and a touchdown.
They're going to make plays. We're going to make plays. It's all about, you know, moving forward and, you know, trying your best to, you know, flush it and keep going.
Pittsburgh QB Aaron Rodgers passed for 146 yards and threw a pick six on what could be the final throw of his 21-year career.
I'm not going to make any emotional decisions.
NBA Clippers star James Harden passed Shaquille O'Neal for ninth place on the league's all-time scoring list. Arizona is number one and Iowa State number two atop the men's AP Top 25. UConn is a unanimous number one ahead of South Carolina atop the women's poll. Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.